second thing in our text, verses 13 and 14. God says, stand still and you will see. In other words, God's trying to tell us, church, that we ought to stand right where we are. Amen. If the nation of Israel had moved to the left or to the right or backwards or forward without God's direction, they would have signed the seal, the letter of their own destruction. But God says, stand still. Stay right where you are. Don't you dare move. Don't even think about packing your bag. Don't even make plans to go in any other environment or location. Don't move to another community. Stand right where you are until a clear path opens before you. Stand right where you are. Don't move. As the psalmist declares, be still and know that he is God. Don't go to the back and surrender to Pharaoh. And don't go foolishly over mountains that you cannot climb. But stay right where you are until God opens a clear path in front of you. And when you stand still, you got to trust God to make the path plain. You got to stand still and trust God to chart the course before you. Stand still, glory to God, and know that God is concerned about your welfare. Stand still and trust God, knowing that he wouldn't have brought you this far to leave you right now. I trust God that he has plans for you, plans not to harm you, but plans to prosper you. Stand still and trust God that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to a conclusion. Stand still and trust God that the Lord of history knows what the next chapter is all about, and you don't want to tip God's hand ahead of time. In paradoxical times, stand still. Because your movement will only cause greater confusion. But you stand still until God opens a clear path for you